This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Hi, it's Bill Radke, host of KUOW's Week in Review. I'm back with another Words in Review. I take a word or a phrase that's been floating around, bobbing in Puget Sound, and I scoop it up to examine it. I use the water image because the Seattle publisher Sasquatch has got a new travel book out about the islands of Washington in British Columbia. And what caught my attention is its title. It's called On Island Time. And that made me laugh. Island time, isn't that what we say about Hawaii or Jamaica? It's this Western way to describe a non-Western perspective that's got deep roots in that place. But our islands were colonized years ago by Northern Europeans like me. My sister lives on Vashon, and as she'll tell you herself in a few minutes, she's not especially laid back.
I actually buzz at kind of a high level. My adrenaline level is pretty high.
So my question is, are you really on island time just because you're on a Salish rock? Well, I did not get the answer I expected when I put that question to my friend Kermit Apio. Kermit is native Hawaiian, and first of all, he told me there's no way Hawaiians came up with the phrase island time.
Mainly because there really isn't a word in the ancient Hawaiian language. There's no real word for time as a quantitative thing. Hmm. There are words for like, oh, this moment or that time we did something.
Okay.
But the idea of time as a counting clock, there's no word for it in the language. So the concept of time itself is new. So I don't think we originated the idea that we're not on time.
Right. So this is something, it didn't originate there, but do Hawaiians say among themselves that you're on island time? Or is this only something that sunburned people with drinks with umbrellas would say?
No, it is something real in Hawaii. It is. We know it as island time or Hawaiian time, it's called.
Okay.
When people say we're going to meet at a certain time, that really is a mere sort of a window, you know what I mean? Like a suggested retail time. You know,
yes.
Kind of and you got to remember that statehood was 1959. So really, I'm the first generation born as a state. So the American way of life is relatively new. I don't want to say pride, because that really is like, I mean, of all the things I'd be proud about my culture, like, hey, we're late. But but there is a sense of, yeah, that's who we are. I mean, think about it this way. All right. It's morning. There's a sunrise coming up and it's lighting this beautiful beach. There's a little breeze. You can hear the sound of the water kind of moving back and forth on the sand. And then you look the other direction, and there's these mountains going straight up, and the sun is hitting the green trees on the mountains, and you have a meeting at 8:15 at HR. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it just doesn't seem important.
So when I tell you there's a book out about the islands of Washington and British Columbia, and it's called On Island Time, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it exists here. It does. And I know it's not sort of from a historically cultural thing as Hawaiians are, you know, but I've been to the islands. I just had a show on Vashon, and it is absolutely a real thing. And I think the reason is because it just depends on when the ferry goes.
Right.
I'll get there eventually. And now if you're the person that misses the ferry, it goes, oh, I missed the ferry. Arr, swear word. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You may not live on Vashon very long,
right.
But if you're the person that goes, I missed the ferry, I think I'll walk along the beach and write a poem. you know, if you're that person, you're going to stay. So I think that the way life exists on islands sort of does attract the person that doesn't have to worry so much about time.
Okay, so at least one native Hawaiian says I'm wrong about Salish Sea islands. They are on island time. Then there's the last thing Kermit said. He said islands attract people who don't worry much about time. Remember my sister Jane? I went to visit her on Vashon to see if somebody can, as she says, buzz with a high adrenaline level, yet also not worry much about time. We met up near her house at a coffee stand where the owner, Catherine Peterson, was pulling espresso.
I think most people appreciate island time, but there's those few that are even islanders that can get really frustrated with me arriving to work 1 minute before I open. I don't want to get here until right before opening, and I just think we're on island time. My customers can wait if I get there at 7:01 or so. And most people are okay with that.
Most people. Okay, so maybe not everyone on Vashon is on island time. What about my buzzing sister?
Hi, sis.
Hi, Bill. This is the Burton Coffee Stand, outdoor coffee stand, year-round place of people who come every single morning to have social time at the exact same time, and then just people like me who kind of come in and out, sometimes with dogs. Anyway, it's kind of a hub.
When you hear island time, what comes to mind?
Okay, what comes to mind is this bumper sticker that says, Vashonably Late.
Nice. Vashonably.
Yes. So I think there is a concept of island time here, although that's not the phrase that we use. I think it's more just like embarrassingly late, but also kind of like, I moved here so I would not have to be super accountable. So there it is.
You are kind of the late one to the family gatherings.
Hey.
But you've got a ferry boat.
Perfect for me. See? It fits. And it's sort of conveniently inconvenient.
Oh, tell me about that.
So you can sort of blame it on, you know, the ferries and the isolation. There's not quite the services here. You know, if you want a plumber, for example, you kind of have to have an inside line or just catch someone at the right time. Otherwise, you can wait a long time and you might have to call someone off the island in order to get an emergency fixed. Or you just kind of can't get exactly what you want when you want it. Sometimes restaurants are open. Their hours change all the time. The ferry is backed up from tourists or because some people decided not to show up for work, and so they don't run that ferry for the rest of the day.
That's gotten super bad the last couple few years.
Oh, it's nuts. So
you once told me it was an S show.
It is an S show. Yes, I believe that's the technical maritime term for it.
Okay, you can hear my sister bristling there. She's not totally chill when it comes to the ferry mess, but as she said, that inconvenience can be a plus.
What comes from island time is you don't have control over things, and sometimes that's sort of a relief. My adrenaline level is pretty high, and so for me, I really need something kind of extreme to counteract that. So even though I say I'm really attracted to island time, I still will overcommit myself, but I really need that counterweight to my kind of how my body hums. Other people seem to be here to match their level of hum, like a very low hum, and I really love that, and I wish that were me, but...
Okay, so maybe there are a lot of local islanders who are, I don't know how they would put it, high adrenaline, type A, at times, but they can decide to be on island time to balance that part of themselves. And I know these are huge generalizations. I can't capture all of Vashon Island, much less Bainbridge, Vancouver, all the others. But I do think I learned something from Kermit and Jane and the philosophical denizens of the Burton Coffee Stand. What does island time mean to you?
Well,
on Vashon.
Sure. If I'm thinking of it in its positive sense, it means that it's people have mostly have really good priorities and values, and so people don't waste their time doing things that aren't important, even if that's just relaxing or enjoying nature or, being alone or with people they love. And I'm thinking of it more in a pissy tone than it has to do with the damn ferries. And just like getting there when you get there and like taking the day if it takes the day.
There's the ferries again. Every single person I spoke to mentioned those boats, and not fondly. Apparently a long ferry line or a canceled run can make even an easygoing person turn pissy. Or as a colleague of mine put it, you can only enjoy island time if you can manage to get to the damn island. Although even that's a matter of perspective. The Hawaiian guy we met earlier, Kermit Apio, is a stand-up comedian. And when he performs on Vashon or in the San Juans, he'll talk to his audience about the two kinds of island life.
Island life is very similar here as to where I grew up. It's just that where I grew up, the ferry takes 6 days.
Yes. That's our trip through the phrase island time. We meandered a little bit, kind of like the Anacortes Ferry. Lopez to Shaw to Orcas to San Juan to Sydney, B.C. But at least we got there. The real Sydney run is suspended and not expected to resume until at least 2030. That's Words in Review for this week. You'll find Kermit Apio's comedy and tour dates at ikerm.com.
As you heard, my name is Kermit Apio. Apio is a Hawaiian name. Kermit is not. I had someone ask me, Kermit, is that your stage name? Yes, I chose that one. Yep.
Thank you to KUOW's Caroline Chamberlain Gomez and Brendan Sweeney for editing help this week. I'm Bill Radke. I'll be back in a few days with Week in Review. See you then.